Hello everyone and welcome to Shutdown Coverage, latest episode today. Another week in the NFL has gone by, yet another week of upsets everyone. I mean, it's just crazy. I was saying to Si the other day, I don't know whether I've remembered an NFL season quite like this. It's not just upsets, it's huge upsets every week. Just teams you would never dream are going to beat the other team managed to pull off the win. And alongside, you know, the more normal upsets where a team beats a team that you didn't think was going to happen, but it wasn't impossible, or a team that you thought was going to win by three, wins by 14, you think, oh, that's amazing, but you did think they were going to win. We're talking about just games that you just think teams have got no chance in at all, absolutely no chance in. Some interesting changes at the top of the conferences as well. Obviously, the Patriots are now number one in the AFC East. Obviously, the Chiefs are starting to string some wins together and starting to make a big play for the AFC West. The Cowboys dropped an absolute clanger. They're pretty safe still in the NFC East, but you know that was obviously a bad loss for them. The NFC West is starting to become wide open in certain areas. Obviously, Arizona is still looking really good, but second and third place and wild card places, you know, really interesting. The Vikings beat the Packers. I mean, they're still a good way behind them, but again, it was just some real intrigue there as well. An amazing week, and the Bills obviously getting completely beat down by the Colts, showing what they're capable of. So, an amazing week. Now, you may have noticed, guys, that the episode timer, perhaps before you clicked on it, is quite short for this week, and the reason for that is basically I'm just doing a quick sort of 5 minute, 10 minute episode today. There's basically one major reason for it. I'm moving house. And we're moving over the time we would normally record. So me and Si can't get together sooner to do a proper episode. I mean, we could have done it the weekend, but then we wouldn't have known who won this week, which means we wouldn't have any up-to-date information to share with you guys and talk about and discuss. And obviously, we wouldn't know, the predictions would be all over the place as well. We wouldn't know who won the previous week and things like that. So we thought that wasn't really, you know, good content for you guys. Yes, we could put out an episode and our regular listeners would probably have a quick listen to it, which would be great, but it's not really the content we want to put out for you guys. So I'm doing it today, a couple of days ahead of normal. It'll still be out normal time, as obviously you've discovered because you're listening to it. And it's just going to be a 5-10 minute chat really about the predictions we've got, because we still wanted to get the predictions out for you guys and we still wanted to explain why there's a short episode. Now, next week should be okay, because I will be in my new house by then. The internet is supposed to be connected on Monday and we record on Wednesday. So fingers crossed, if all goes well, we should be fine. But obviously, we'll keep you updated on that as well as the week progresses. But this one, unfortunately, just the way it is when you're moving house, especially when, obviously, guys, we're not professionals. You know, we both have our full-time jobs and families and children beyond this. So it just wasn't realistic, really, for us to put together a complete podcast ahead of time. So I'm really glad to be talking to you though, and I'm really glad to bring you the predictions, and obviously we can all have a good a good chat about that and a bit of a discuss, and you guys are welcome to obviously let us know on Twitter at Shutdown Cover what you think, and track along on Sunday with us, and Si will obviously put our predictions out as the week progresses. So here we go. I'm going to run down the games and I'm going to tell you who's taking which team in each game. Give you a little bit of my reasoning. Obviously, Si's not here, but I can give you a bit of my reasoning, perhaps, why. I'm just going to spend 30 seconds per game and just run from there, really. Pretty straightforward. So, first game is Bears-Lions. Obviously, it was Thanksgiving this week. Woo, Thursday football. Loving life. The games aren't amazing. We've got Bears-Lions, Cowboys-Raiders, Bills-Saints. Not the greatest Thanksgiving lineup. However, extra football to watch live is extra football to watch live, so I'm happy. So Bears-Lions, we've both taken the Bears. I think we both think the Lions are feisty and fight hard in games. And this is a game they could win. You know, if they're going to target that win throughout the rest of the season, this would definitely be on their list. However, I think we both just think the Bears have got a bit too much talent, bit too much explosion. And they need this game to try and get back to near 500 and potentially make a push for the playoffs, which is the only way I think, personally, Matt Nagy's going to keep his job. I predicted at the start of the year he'd lose his job because he'd miss the playoffs, or he'd scratch in, and that wouldn't be enough to keep his job. So we've both gone Bears for that game. Cowboys, Raiders, we've both gone Cowboys again, both agreeing on that. The Raiders obviously slumped. They had their start of the season surge with John Gruden. You thought it could be their season. Then obviously they started to slump towards the time he got fired. Then they had a surge when he left. And now they're starting to come down again. Now they might hit another surge now, guys. But, you know, it feels like there'd have to be a change of some degree for that to happen. Obviously, the Cowboys are going to be bitterly disappointed with their performance against the Chiefs. Everyone should be back healthy. And I think that offense is going to fire and win them the game. Next up, we've got Bills-Saints. Again, we've both taken the Bills. Again, a team who's going to be angry and ready for a fight back this week after what happened to them last week. The Saints have got some good pieces, as we all know, but I just don't trust Trevor Siemian to beat the Bills. You know, from my point of view, that's my reasoning, really. I just don't trust Trevor Siemian to beat the Bills, and that's really it. In other areas, the Bills are a better team, but there are areas definitely where the Saints are a better team. I just can't trust their quarterback, really. Next one, we've got Colts and Bucks, and Si's gone Colts and I've gone Bucks, so our first disagreement of the week. My view is that the Colts are a really good team, but they haven't got, for me, a lot of elite talent. They're just a really good team with some elite players. Certainly, I mean, Jonathan Taylor's just an absolute monster. However, the Bucks' run D tends to be good. They've got a good defensive line. They've got fast linebackers who can tackle. So I think they might hold him down to you know, sub 100 yards. And when he's sub 100 yards, the Colts tend to struggle more. Carson Wentz standing in the face of that pass rush, I don't particularly fancy. And I think the Colts D will play the Bucks offense quite well, but I think they'll score enough points to win. So that's my reasoning. Texans Jets, the other New York team. We've both gone Texans. I think we're quite impressed by some of their recent performances. David Culley, I think, deserves a medal, to be honest. I know they haven't won many games, but the way he's made them fight all year, and they have actually won a few games in the absolute shitstorm that is the Texans set up for this season, I think he deserves a medal. I'm not saying he's going to keep the job, but he deserves a medal. Nick Caserio, to a lesser degree, has done a good job. And I think we just see the Jets as a bit of a disaster at the moment, and don't think they can overcome the Texans. Eagles, Giants, we've both gone Eagles. You know, really impressed with some of their recent performances. Jalen Hurts seems to be rounding into a bit more of a consistent quarterback. Obviously, he is very young, so you wouldn't expect him to be consistent yet. However, some of the recent performances have started to suggest he might be heading that way a little bit. And the Giants are still pretty injured, and just not sure they've got the horses when the Eagles are playing their best. Because the Eagles, when they play their best, you know, it's sort of a 500 team. That, you know, that's not the biggest compliment, but they are a decent enough side when they've got their entire team out. Next one, we've got another disagreement. We've got Panthers-Dolphins. Si's gone for the Dolphins, I've gone for the Panthers. I think Cam will continue to reinvigorate his team, continue to be a dangerous quarterback. McCaffrey's going to be playing. I think the D can hold Tua reasonably well. And on paper, perhaps the Dolphins should win. I've just got a feeling about the Panthers and Cam in this game. I think they get their win. Next one is Pats Titans. We've both gone Patriots. I think the Titans game last week has scared us a little bit. I just think it's worried us a little bit, that performance. And they do have that kind of game in them, the Titans. But we're just worried that that's going to become a bit more consistent. Not necessarily that bad of a game, but just it's going to become a bit more consistent. They're not going to play that well. And the Pats seem very consistent, very solid. They haven't got maybe the high end that other teams have, but they just seem very consistent. And we both feel like they'll get the job done. Bengals, Steelers. We're both looking at the Bengals. The Steelers gave the Chargers a really good game. And so although I picked the Steelers to win, I was quite happy with the way they played and sort of almost justified my pick, even though they lost, obviously. And but the Bengals are obviously a more talented team. I think they're a more exciting and explosive team. And, you know, I think they know they need these games. They need to be beating the Steelers if they're going to get in the playoffs, let alone make any noise there. And I think the Steelers are going to slowly perhaps regress towards the end of the year. But I do think it'd be a tight, close game. Falcons over Jags. We've both got the Falcons. I think they've just got enough talent. I think the Jags are still really quite poor in all three phases, whereas the Falcons have got areas of strength, even though they have got big weaknesses as well. And so we both took the Falcons in that game, even though it's not a very exciting game at all. Next up, we've got Chargers and Broncos. We've both gone Chargers. Again, I think this is sort of a talent thing. The Chargers have been very up and down, but so have the Broncos. And if you actually look at talent, I think the Chargers have absolutely undeniably got more. But it is a divisional game and it will be a tough game. And so I don't feel too confident about that pick, but I feel like the Chargers should win that game. Packers, Rams. Sai's gone Packers, I've gone Rams. I mean, the Packers on paper should win. They're playing better. They've got a lot of momentum. The Rams have had a bit of a slump. But A, they've had a bye week to sort it out. B, they have to come good sooner or later. They're too talented not to. And C, I think they're quite good where the Packers are quite weak. So you can put Jalen Ramsey on Devontae Adams. I'm not saying he's going to shut him down all day, but he has done it to him before. I think you know, the defensive line can get after Aaron Rodgers and make it uncomfortable for him. And the Packers D that's been playing really well, I think Stafford and the amount of weapons he's got can score some points against them. I'm not saying they're going to score 35, 40 points, but I just feel like they can score points on them. And you remember the Rams gave the Packers a decent game for about three quarters of a game in the playoffs last year. And that was with, you know, Aaron Donald playing injured. I think, you know, Goff was out at this point. Even though I know he isn't the greatest quarterback. And I think they had some other injuries and problems. So I really feel like they can stick it to them. 49ers, Vikings. Again, another disagreement. I've gone Vikings. Sai's gone 49ers. And both of us are confident in our own teams. Both teams are playing well and sort of streaking at the moment. So it was a kind of 50-50 game and we ended up on the opposite side. I just think the Vikings are streaky and I think they'll get on a bit of a run now and then probably get on a bit of a negative run later on, and that's the way they are. Ravens, Browns, we've both taken the Ravens. The Browns are really falling at the moment, and this is with players back now, so there's no excuses anymore. And the Ravens, you know, need these wins after the Miami debacle. So I think the Ravens, that might be quite comfortable, to be honest. I think the Ravens might give them a bit of a kicking. And finally, Sai's gone for the Washington football team over the Seahawks. I've gone for the Seahawks. Partly it's Russell Wilson. I know he's played really poor, actually, the two games he's been back. But now he should be in position to turn that around, especially with the receivers he's got. I just don't trust the football team. They played a couple of great games, got a couple of wins in a row. I just don't trust them to get a third win in a row. And the Seahawks, you know, have got some pieces. And I think they can score some points on them. That's going to put Washington under pressure. And I just don't see Taylor Heinicke and the gang, even though I have faith in Taylor Heinicke, putting a third game together. So I've gone for the Seahawks. So that's all our predictions. I know it's a really quick episode, guys. It's going to round out at about 14 minutes, 15 minutes. But like I said, moving house is a big undertaking, as anyone who has done it before will know. And so we wanted to give you the predictions and just a little bit of our thoughts to chew on. Like I said, get in touch with us at Shutdown Cover on Twitter to let us know what you think. I'm also thinking of setting up an email account for you to send us as well with ideas for the show or things you want us to talk about. And obviously, again, giving your feedback on predictions and things like that. I hope you all have a great weekend. I hope you all really enjoy the games. I hope your team wins, unless you are a Titans fan. Unfortunately, they're playing the Patriots, so I can't wish you to win. I just hope you all have a great weekend. Wish me luck moving house, and you know, good luck with anything you guys are getting up to. And we'll hopefully talk to you all for a full-length episode next week when I'm all moved in and Sai's back too. Have a great week, everyone, and I will see you next week.